Protesters burned an American flag and a Bible in Portland, Oregon, sparking outrage just as weeks of violent demonstrations seem to be coming to a close. This is Nadia for the Charisma News Podcast. Stay tuned for more after this short message from our sponsor.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really isn't like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word in this for this very important election. God bless you.
For more than 60 days, Black Lives Matter demonstrators and others have drawn national attention in the city with protests that began after the death of George Floyd. Local Portland station Coin.com reports that demonstrations on Friday, July 31st, were largely peaceful and continued without the presence of police or federal officers. But just after midnight, marchers were caught on video setting a fire in the street in front of the federal courthouse, which started with burning a Bible, then an American flag, until more and more items were added. Finally, around 1 a.m., yellow-clad members of the group Moms United for Black Lives Matter put out the fire with bottles of water and stamped it out. On Saturday, August 1st, managing editor of the group Human Events, Ian Michaels Chong, tweeted a video with the caption, "Left-wing activists bring a stack of Bibles to burn in front of the federal courthouse in Portland." The video has since gone viral with more than 1.8 million views and thousands of retweets. Please join the Charisma News staff in praying for the unrest in our nation and for God to restore peace within his people. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.